The Alpha Wealth Hour is powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and you hear me on WGN from time to time.
And I'm Tom Fortino. I'm the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicago area.
So we're going to talk about the recession or the possible recession today and some of the numbers. But if you want to talk to Tom about your portfolio or you have a question for us, give him a call, 630-934-1855. Or you can always go to alphawealthgroup.com and request his free planning package. That'll give you some income planning information, estate planning, asset planning, investment planning, tax planning. Tom can help with all of that, so you might want to give him a call, 630-934-1855. All right, Tom, so let's just dig in, right? The news is grim, I have to say. I'm sure our listeners are worried about their money, their fortunes, their 401ks, their possible retirement, or the fact they may never be able to retire. The Fed has already started to raise interest rates kind of aggressively. And what I'm hearing now from, you know, what I was reading from David Rosenberg of Rosenberg Research out of Toronto, Elizabeth Buchwald from Deutsche Bank, they are predicting that a recession is coming, and it's coming. It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Are we facing a major recession, and how are you advising your clients if we are facing this?
Well, I mean, some would argue we're in a recession, right? But certainly the first quarter was down, and we can talk about the technical, right? Two quarters of GDP. So if when the second quarter comes out, is that going to be negative? That's technically recession. I mean, that's fine. But let's talk about the individuals out there who are dealing with this right now, because the reality is, I think we know things are slowing down. That's compounded by the fact that we're even paying more. So we may even use the term stagflation in some cases. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, we're seeing this market. I mean, we know the market's been going down. And so is a recession on the horizon? I think so. But again, that's in a way, I don't want to say that's beside the point. The point is, how do we deal with this? How do we try to mitigate some of the downside on our investments, especially how does it impact our retirement? So for example, right now, and that's why you're seeing the NASDAQ down the most out of all these indexes, it's 50% technology. I would tell some of us, here's an opportunity to maybe look at your portfolios. I mean, you look at some of the defensive sectors right now, certainly we know energy's up quite a bit. I mean, these are roughly 50% year to date. You look at healthcare, utilities. There's only two sectors up out of the 11 sectors of the economy that are up year to date, utilities and energy. Energy is up 50, utilities is up a few percent. But in a market that's down 20% roughly, more if you're in the NASDAQ, hey, I'll take that. So maybe there's things that we can do. Value versus growth. What do I mean by that? Maybe you want to look at buying more dividend paying stocks. Look at dividend portfolios. You can buy dividend paying exchange traded funds. You look at the value versus growth indexes, again, maybe down 6% versus down over 20%. So I think in your portfolios, these are some things you might want to take a look at to try to mitigate, try to minimize on the downside. Maybe adding more value to your equity positions. Maybe taking a look at adding sectors like healthcare, utilities, consumer staples, even though it got beat up, you know, the other week because of Walmart and Target, it's still down single digits. And still is an idea. So these are things that we can do. And you can use exchange-traded funds to own these types of things. It's pretty easy in your portfolios, or talk to your advisors. So these are things that we can do. And then on the fixed side, maybe look at owning more of the short-term debt. Again, easy to look at those. You can Google, you can go to Yahoo Finance, look up short-term, because then we're trying to minimize, because if the Fed's going to raise rates, I mean, we've got a lot of headwinds here, Elise.
Yeah, no, we certainly do. I was thinking that there's an opportunity for people who have always wanted to buy Apple, for example, and you feel like you missed it. You know, the price of Apple, I'm looking at it right now, is down around where it was July of 2021. It's down significantly from its 52-week high. You know, this is a time where you can start to, and I'm not saying because I know that we're at a bottom, I actually don't think we are, but you're never going to hit the bottom exactly. Like, you just have to get lucky. Like, several bottoms have been on my husband Sam's birthday, March 9th. This is not an investment strategy to just bet on his birthday for buying and selling. But that said, you know, you think about things like Warren Buffett, who in the first quarter of the year made a significant investment in Apple, and the price is already lower than what he paid. He's a smart guy. Like, I would think, well, if I can do a little better than where he paid, it's worth buying 10 or 20 shares, right?
You bring up a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because Apple, and maybe you would agree on Microsoft as well, you know, that's down 30%. Do you think 5 years from now Microsoft's going to be higher? Now, no guarantees, but let's look at probabilities. And you know what? One other idea here that you can couple with that, Elise, what about Roth conversions?
Right.
So take an IRA that's down in value, reposition that to a Roth as a conversion, buy the stock, and now all the upside is tax-free. Remember, Roth IRAs, tax-free, rest of your life. So there's things that we can do, and we've talked about this before, Elise. If you engage, if you do things like we just talked about, the values, looking at your portfolios, trying to do things in there, maybe doing Roth conversions. I know sometimes it's tough, but guess what? That empowers you because you become engaged. It can be very, very productive.
I feel like we need to be engaged right now. And, you know, this is a time when I think having great advice really helps you, somebody that you can trust, because there's too much emotion in it. I'm hearing from people who are like, I've just lost 40-50% of the value of my stock. Now what do I do? I'm freaked out. It's I can't move. I can't do this. But having somebody like you around who can say, hey, take a deep breath. Here are four things that we can do right now that are going to turn this around for you. And I know, Tom, that you can't stop the market from going down. I know that in my head. But by learning some of those smart strategies, you can take a negative and turn it into a positive over the long run. And really, as I say to my own kids, they're like, oh, Mom, my portfolio's down 10%. I'm like, only 10%? You've done a good job.
Yeah. And these are things you can do now. Again, it's tough. Then when you do it, I'm telling you, emotionally, you're going to feel better. And certainly 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, you're going to say to yourself, boy, I'm glad I did that, right? And look where it put me today. These are things that are so important, right?
Well, here's a great, and we have to take a quick break, but I just have to tell this. So in 2008, of course, or 2007, we were taking our company 401k, which was mostly at the time Sam and me, and we were moving it into Vanguard. And there was a period of time where it had to come out of the other one, and then a period of time before it could get invested, and the market dropped like 10%. And I remember we bought back in at something like 8,800. And Sam was just like, oh my God, we've lost so much money. And look where the market is today. So just there's a future, right? 2008 to today, not that much time. And in the big grand scheme of things. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Tom Fortino. I'm Elise Glink. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness company, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about your money in retirement, your money if there's a recession, your money in case you're freaked out about it. You've come to the right place. Our number is 630-934-1855. If you've got a question for us or you want Tom to take a look at your portfolio, 630-934-1855 is the number, or you can go and leave him a message at his website, alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom. So I think we ought to talk a little bit more about this concept of, you know, recession. It feels to me like we're on the precipice of something that could be, if not worse than where we were in 2008, right? It certainly feels like it might be more than momentary, which is what happened at the beginning of the pandemic. We technically fell right into a recession. 50 million Americans got laid off, and it took a while for us to build back. But relative to other recessions, it was a flash in the pan, right? It was a deep dive and a big V. But when you look at some of the other recessions that we had, and I'm thinking about, like, you know, 1999, 2000, 2001, and then, you know, we saw what happened in 2008 and 9. It took a long time for job creation to come back. It took a long time for pay to start rising. And it took a long time for the stock market to get going, the housing market to get going. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we were booming, and now it feels so tenuous. What's your take on that, and how do we protect ourselves? How are you protecting your clients?
Well, you know, as we discussed earlier, there are some things you can try to do to mitigate. You know, it's right now we do have a lot of headwinds. We're talking about the Fed continuing to raise interest rates. We have monetary policy and fiscal policy, which don't really portend for a good economy. And you mentioned David Rosenberg, who's saying we could go down another 20%. Now, let's be clear. Nobody knows. But if the goal is, which I would agree with, is to protect more on the downside, especially those that are nearer in retirement. And I'll make one other comment. A lot of people I see, I just had someone recently this week came in and retired and had an old 401k, their 401k, and they were 100% in growth because the market's done so well over all these years. Well, what
sure.
does that mean?
Why wouldn't risk. You do that?
Yeah, it's worked up to now, but
yeah,
you know, it'll work until it doesn't. But are there things you can do? Certainly, I think, you know, as far as, again, minimizing some of the risk. I mentioned that. Take a look at adding value to it. Take a look at getting dividend-paying stocks, whether it's Chevron or Amgen or you know, Johnson & Johnson. You can own sectors. You have to be a little careful when you're owning individual stocks. You want to be equally weighted, but then maybe you can just own a sector. You can own Staples, XLP. That's the ticker for that ETF. You can own utilities, XLU. These are just sector funds if you want to overweight a little bit. You can raise cash, and I'm not against that. Again, if this is not all or nothing, if you want to go 10 or 15% to cash, in some cases, own short-term debt. Because if the market does go down 20%, how is that going to impact you? So we want to try to protect on that side. Again, these are things that you can look at in your portfolio, but certainly start with knowing what you own. It's not uncommon. We have two IRAs, an old 401k. Do we really know what we own? So here's kind of a call to action to say, let me see what I have. How much volatility and risk do I really have in this market? Because certainly you don't want to be going backwards. That's one thing we don't want to do. And as I said, especially if you're nearing or in retirement, but also keep in mind when you need the money, right?
Right.
So I want people to be, look, I'm not trying to say you can eliminate emotions, but as much as possible, you know, let's try to be as objective as possible. If you're not going to touch the money for 10 more years or, you know, or longer, or if you don't need it tomorrow, okay, let's, you know, there could be a little more calmness here and say, look, that may also impact how you're going to invest the money. What income do you have coming in? And take a look at that. You know, we talk a lot about having an income plan. Because remember, if you have income, what are your Social Security benefits going to be? Do you have a pension coming in down the road? If you have income coming in, the income comes in regardless of the market, regardless of your investments. Income, unlike savings can run out, income doesn't. So again, we want to have a good wide perspective of what our plan looks like. You could even take a look at fixed or indexed annuities. They're principal protected. They cannot go down in value. These are other things you can consider. So there's a lot of different things here. So some ideas out there.
No, I think that's great, Tom, because I think there are, you know, so many people who don't have professional advice, right? I mean, they listen to us, and you are a professional, and I just, you know, play one on the radio. And in my books, but seriously, they don't, without professional advice, without having a deeper, wider knowledge of some of the more interesting and yet complicated financial securities options out there, things that you can do, you might not understand, you know, what are the options, where can you go, and how long do you have to wait until it actually can pay off? I think the people who might be the most frightened right now are people first in the 45 to 60, right? So you're close enough to retirement, and yet you've got all your biggest expenses going mm-hmm. on right now. You're about to pay for college for your kids. You've still got a mortgage. Maybe you've got a home equity loan or line of credit. You've got a car or two. You're paying those off, right? You're in your biggest moments of debt, and yet 60 is 10, 15 short years away, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, my 401k is taking this huge hit. Now what do I do? This is the time when you have to say to yourself, maybe I need professional advice. Maybe I need somebody to take a dispassionate look at what I own, what I owe, and help me, because they've helped thousands of other people come up with some smarter strategies on coping, if for no other reason that so you sleep better at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're getting these kinds of calls, Tom.
Yeah, there's concern. I mean, how could you not? And that's why I want to be respectful when I say, let's try to not be emotional. And I only say that because, we don't make, when we're not, the rational decisions aren't coming as, or logic is not as strong as it needs to be at those points. Not that you can eliminate them, but that's why we bring up these perspectives of, yes, there are things you can do. And I think you talked about it, Elise, earlier, is getting engaged. It's an important time to do that. And this can be a point where you can really, pivot and say, I'm going to start taking control. Control the things you can. Okay.
Yeah.
What is my investment plan? What am I in currently? Am I more in growth? Am I more in value? How much do I have in fixed? What is that exposure? Then are some things we can do. We talked about the Roth conversions. Now that the markets are down, these are bold actions, maybe. But
a little bit.
A little bit, but man, it helps. Again, you take control. I move the money over because I know someday this market's going to recover, and I'm going to recover in a tax-free environment. You could do Roth. One other comment on that: you can do Roth conversions. Keep in mind, you can do a Roth contribution as well, $7,000 per person per year. Now, you don't have to invest it today, but you're ready to pull the trigger. You put $7,000, you can open up a TD, a Fidelity Roth in 2 minutes online. Put the $7,000 in there, and then when you say, I'm ready to buy something, you can do it. You can put it in a cash position for now, but get it funded. These are things that we can do. They all come together. Understand where your income's coming from. Know what your options are.
It's all incredibly important. One thing to keep in mind is that it feels like with the Fed planning all these interest rate hikes, and you're starting to see the central banks around the world do it, they're trying to make it really expensive. It feels to me, because housing is the most interest rate sensitive, that they're going after this housing market. So if you have benefited from this, you sold high and you bought high, watch out, because this actually is something that could come back to bite you. On the plus side, once those interest rates go up, then to restart the economy, the Fed is going to have to drop them. David Rosenberg, back to our guy over there, he says all the way back down to 2%. And if that happens, you can just refinance those more expensive loans you have, and you'll start saving money again. And then the cycle continues. Right, Tom?
There you go. I mean, this is right. It's sometimes darkest before the dawn.
The cycle is really interesting. Anyway, if you want to hear more from Tom, 630-934-1855. Or if you've got a question for us from the show, you can certainly go there as well. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com. and get Tom's planning packages. They are so incredibly helpful. Today we were focusing on what you have, own, right, and what you owe. Those are two really critical numbers you're going to want to have a handle on, especially as we go forward into this next year. Tom, we have like 30 seconds left. Any last thoughts for everybody?
Well, the thought again is take action. Let's not procrastinate. That's the biggest. Get organized, take control. That's one of the biggest obstacles to success, financial success, retirement success. So some of the ideas we talked about, I hope this is helpful. We gave you a couple ideas. Take action.
Yeah, I think take action. That is the right way to go. And take action and come back and join us again next week on This Week in Wealth. You can also listen to the past episodes on WGNradio.com. Just click on the This Week in Wealth link. You can find me at bestmoneymoves.com and find Tom at alphawealthgroup.com. Hope you have a great week, everybody. Keep the faith.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.